Welcome to Buzz. I'm Liana, and now you're listening to Something Old, Something New, Something Borrowed, Something Blue. You know the rules. We invite a guest to our lovely studio and then ask them to bring songs that mean something to them. One of them must be old, another one new, another one borrowed that can be interpreted as something cover, and the blue, it's up to interpretation. So today at Studio 5 we have a very special guest. His name is Nikita Frolov. Hello.
Hello everyone.
So Nikita, would you introduce yourself to our listeners? Tell me where you're from, what you're doing here in Bournemouth. So what you're doing?
Okay. So as you have said, my name is Nikita, and I'm from the capital of cold Russia. I'm from Moscow, and here I'm studying for MA advertising. Yes, so it's my first year here, and just in 2 days I'm going to come back to my homeland to see how it's going without me there.
So what do you think of Bournemouth?
Bournemouth, it's a nice place if you're a pensioner, I think. Yes, you understand, yeah? If you're on your retirement.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yes, it's very, very comfortable and convenient place to study here because the distances are not so big for you to commute from your accommodation to university. And most of all, of course, I like the seaside, the coastline here, because I like jogging and cycling there. And I find it's very perfect. It's the beach. I can't find anything similar in Moscow and in the whole Russia. So I like Bournemouth.
Cool. So you came here today to bring some of our 4 songs. And can you tell us a little bit about your taste of music? What do you like? What's your favorite bands? And
Okay. I like talking about my favorite music because, these types of people who think they're perfectionists, they have the best taste in everything. Mm-hmm. Best choices. So my favorite kind of music is rock music. Yes, and of course, talking about rock music, we can say that a lot of different types of rock, but let's talk about rock in general and maybe talk about classic rock, more about classic rock, yes. And what about bands? Of course, there are some Russian groups, some European and from United States. But I can say that for my favorite band, it will be, I think, Nirvana. And maybe choosing from UK brands, it could be The Prodigy. But Prodigy is not rock, it's more electronic music. Mm-hmm. But I know that all rock lovers will like this kind of electronic music because it's very strong, very dark, very meaningful. Yes, whatever.
All right, so let's start with Something Old. What song did you bring for us today? For Something Old?
Okay, Something Old. Before I will describe songs I bring, I had an idea to bring all the songs which was made in UK. Mm-hmm. By UK bands. And first song, the old one, the band, the name of the band is The Animals. Mm-hmm. And I have chosen because it's really, really old. Really old. So the year of the song is, I think, 1965 or earlier. Right. So if we compare it with other UK bands, I think the most famous rock bands like Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, The Who, so The Animals, they're earlier than them. Mm-hmm. Yes, but the song is not the song of Animals. So this is the most famous interpretation of this song. And the lyrics of the song, it's like folk lyrics of United States traditional song, but it's like a cover. Mm-hmm. But the most well-known cover in the world, and everyone associates the song The House of the Rising Sun with The Animals, especially with The Animals.
Oh, right. Yes. So there's a lot of people that think that actually the song is from them, but it's not.
Of course not. Yes, it's they just take one famous song from United States, the folk one, and play it and they become like the main singer. So to know this, you need to open Wikipedia and read about the roots of this song.
All right, so let's give it a listen.
Yeah.
You just listened to The House of the Rising Sun by The Animals. So, Nikita, when did you first discover this song? Do you like any more songs from The Animals, or is just this one in particular? How do you feel about it?
Okay, actually, I think I know just only this song from Animals. No, maybe one more. Yes. Just their song, not the song which I grabbed from somewhere else. But I remember. So why I like this song? Because I was young, and I think I was somewhere with my parents in some hotel, and it was International Music Channel, and they played not actually the whole clip of this of Animals. They just played a short cut of the song. Just download this ringtone on your mobile phone, and I was, oh my god, this is really cool, because somewhere deep in my mind I knew this song, and for maybe for next 2 years I was trying to hear it one more time to remember some lyrics from it, then to Google it. Mm-hmm. Because at that time I have no for example Shazam app on mobile phone, and when I finally found it, it was really, you know, sometimes when you find the song you have heard and you have known, and it's like a mystery, like something really great happens to you, and you start listen it, and usually this song becomes one of your most favorite.
How old were you back then?
I think I were like 10. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I have a good music taste at this age.
Oh yeah, wow, when I was 10 I didn't listen to music at all, I think.
Or maybe just Last Ketchup.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true, that's actually
true.
No,
Last Ketchup, yes, it was very famous in Russia too.
Yeah, I remember when I was 10, I danced in the school that Aserehe song.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my god.
Yes, and Crazy Frog.
Crazy Frog.
Can you imagine Last Ketchup, Crazy Frog and the House of the Rising Sun?
Yeah.
In the one line.
So, what do you basically feel, how, in what time of your feelings, like, specifically do you like to listen to this song, or do you think that it translates to some kind of event in your life? How do you identify to this song?
Okay. So you mean in what occasions I listen?
Yeah.
I don't know. So this song when you feel really great, when you have good mood. Some songs when you don't feel well. I think this song is good for any occasions. Mm-hmm. So, for example, this morning I can turn it on and listen it, and but today, before this online interview here, I was not in a great mood.
Oh really? Why?
Yes, because of the weather. Oh. Yes, the sky is very dark and it's raining. Yes, and yesterday was very cool. It was sunny. Yes, so the House of the Rising Sun, it makes me think about something, and these thoughts can be referred to some good moments of your life. Sometimes not. Sometimes you can think about past, sometimes about future.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a perfect song for any case.
Yeah, so let's move on to the new song now. Did you choose The Killers, right?
Yeah, I have chosen The Killers, yeah.
So tell us a little bit more.
Yeah, so actually this is not a new song, because when people heard about new song, they thought, okay, it should be a hit of this summer. No, I have no hits of this summer, yes. Because nowadays it's difficult to find something good, some good new rock song, yes. I think that all rock songs have been written many years ago. And this song is 7 years old, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It was the time when I were 13. Mm-hmm. Yes, and so this song reminds me time when at the year of 13, you just start feel the independence in this life. You just start thinking about something more than cartoons on TV. This song reminds me some changes in my life. I remember that it was autumn.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and for example, in Bournemouth, you can't really understand if it's spring, winter, or autumn. And in Russia, you can't understand. Autumn, it's sun. You can feel this fresh air, no snow. Yes, and I was feeling really, really good. Yes, of course, I associate this song with my first relations.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so, I have only good thoughts about this. Yeah, so this is, actually this song is a positive song for me.
Okay, yeah. So let's give it a listen.
On the corner of Main Street, just trying to keep keep it in line. You say you wanna move on, and you say I'm falling behind. Can you read my mind? Can you read my mind? I never really gave up on breaking out of this two-star town. I got the green light, I got a little fire.
That was The Killers with Read My Mind. Do you think that you listen more to international songs or Russian music? What do you prefer?
I think now I prefer listening more for international songs, but it doesn't relate to my movement here in UK. It's just because now I start feel more to listen British and songs from United States. And when you start listening to Russian rock music, you can think, okay, the songs are really great, all these riffs, all these chords, okay, they're amazing. You need to understand that just 90% of Russian songs, they just take the best from rock songs of British and United States bands. Yeah, yeah, because it's difficult to create something new in rock, and People understand this, and it's difficult to for Russian bands to invent something new, because this culture, yes, it appeared a long time ago in comparison with Russia, yes, in Europe and United States, and Yeah, that's why I was listening a lot of Russian songs, and then I just understand all the background of it, that these guys, like these animals, it was 1964.
Right.
I think you can't imagine what people in Russia were listening at that time. Yes, and okay, maybe you have heard about one more old band, like Shocking Blue, the Shocking Blue.
Maybe.
Yes, like the song Venus.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
From the advertisement of these razors. Yes,
mm-hmm.
Yes, and these guys were creating their songs also at 1960s. And when actually I listened, okay, my favorite song of Shocking Blue is Begging. And this song becomes very popular just maybe 3 years ago, mm-hmm. when one guy made a cover of it.
Oh, okay.
But I like the original song, and this song made me just start moving, and I understand that this song is the same year as when my grandmother was the same age as me now.
Oh, wow.
Yes, and if I will turn it on to her now, she'll think, oh my God, it's weird, it's too many noise, and yes, so all my conversation now, yes, relates to the traditions, that all traditions comes from Europe and the United States.
You said that you discovered this song when we were kind of 13-year-old.
Yeah.
When you were developing your taste of music, when you were discovering music and deciding what you like or not, what do you think that influenced you? Do you think that you got influenced from your parents or something that was going on the radio? How do you think that what make you mm-hmm. like rock and the style of music that you like today?
Okay, I can say that absolutely not parents.
Mm.
Yes, because I think my parents, they lost the taste of music.
Oh, really?
Yes, a lot of time ago. Yes, and when I'm listening really old songs, you can think, okay, you listen to these old songs because your parents had vinyls on their house. Yes, no, absolutely no. My parents listen pop songs, and they really don't care about what they listen. It's just like starting on their background.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and usually I prefer song of its sound.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but sometimes the song can reflect my actual mood. Yes, and
right.
You know, sometimes the song appears immediately, and you just, okay, this actually what I need now. It's actually describe everything what I feel now. Yes, and usually it happens when you have some bad things
right
in your life. Yes, or you can, you know, you can just listening to some song, and you can know it for 5 or more years and don't really think about lyrics. You just, okay, I like it, and then you have some something in your life, and okay, maybe this song is about what happens in my life. You just check the lyrics and understand, okay, this guy had the same feelings when he was writing this song. Yes, and this song will be your one of my most favorite, for example.
All right, so moving on now to Something Borrowed. You bring us today a cover, right? So can you tell us a little bit more?
Yeah, so this is a cover of Pink Floyd song.
Right.
Yeah, so this is a third UK song, but played by guys from United States.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, of course, the style of the song is absolutely different with the style of usual Limp Bizkit songs.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because Limp Bizkit, they play in rapcore.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and this is just classic rock song of Pink Floyd. It's acoustic. I like this song, and why I choose actually Limp Bizkit, because now it's very, very famous in Russia. And I will tell you why. So 2015 is the year of when Limp Bizkit, the group Limp Bizkit, is 20 years now.
All right.
Yes, and they decided to make a great tour all around the Russia.
Right.
20, I think, cities.
Mm-hmm.
And Fred Durst is a main singer of Limp Bizkit. He fell in love in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And not only in Russia, also with Russian women.
Okay.
Yes, because his wife from Siberia.
Oh.
Yes, and now this guy, he wanted to have a Russian citizenship. And also, while he moving from one town to next town, he made like a road movie, but in a good quality, and describes really, you know, traditional Russian villages, some break and sometimes build Russian stereotypes. And recently, it was a video on YouTube when he was in Russian village drinking vodka with with a Russian woman, and he's really nice guy and very polite with the Russian culture and Russian people, and despite the fact what he is usually singing in his songs, where just more than half of the song is a swear words.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, okay. A cover song, Wish You Were Here, by the Pink Floyd, covered by Limp Bizkit. So, do you think that this cover, if you think that Pink Floyd could listen to it, they would be proud of it, or do you think that they did a good job on covering it? What do you think?
I think they did, because you know, many artists, they don't like when the covers are really extremely different from the original songs. And on this song, they save the original.
They were very faithful, right?
Faithful. It's just like they meet on the kitchen. They take the acoustic guitar and start playing. So I think everyone who have skills of playing acoustic guitars will make absolutely the same cover of this song. Yeah.
Do you play any instruments?
I have really, really, really little skills in playing guitar. Yeah, so I used to have some music lessons, but if you really want to play, you should do it all the time. You should spend all the free time when you're with your own.
Right.
Yes, try and and finally something will happen. And I don't know why, it's shame on me, but when I had a guitar in front of me and my Sony PlayStation, all the time I preferred Sony PlayStation to play FIFA.
Right. But you think that music, it's a very strong part of what do you like your favorite tastes. You really like music,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So
I can speak a lot about music, so it's one of my parts of my life. And I think music don't make me be boring. I can survive without being alone, and actually music helps me to do this. Yes.
So, but about this cover song, which one do you prefer, the cover song or the original one?
Actually, they're very, very similar, but in my playlist, I usually type "Wish You Were Here." I don't type Pink Floyd or Limp Bizkit, and these two songs go in just together.
Right.
Yes, one after another. And sometimes I don't understand which one is the original one and which one is a cover one. But if you ask me which song I would like to listen live, I will say Pink Floyd one. This is a story that my first concert I visited in my life was a concert for Roger Waters.
Okay.
In St. Petersburg, and it was absolutely free for people.
Oh.
Yeah, so it was just like a present of our government for people, because it was a summit for 8 big countries.
Yes. Right.
And I was 14 or 15. I was in St. Petersburg mm-hmm. with my classmates.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a trip there. And so a lot of fans all over the Russia came to St. Petersburg to watch Roger Waters alive. And we were so young, but I don't really care about, Pink Floyd or not. For that time, I knew only one song of Pink Floyd. And just at the day when the concert was, we recognized that it will be going, and we just went to the square, the main square in the center of St. Petersburg, and I listened to all the songs. So do you remember the question, why me? Mm-hmm. Why I start listening to some songs? Because sometimes it's like, I don't know, some symbols, some signs from nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
When you just discover something new immediately, and you don't really need to try to find the song. The song will find you.
Right. Well, when it comes to cover songs, it's very common for different bands to recreate a song in a different rhythm. Like they have this rock song and they transform into a pop. And about cover songs, what do you think it's better, like when they change it for a different rhythm, they try to recreate it in another style, or do you prefer cover songs that are more faithful, like this one?
I prefer more faithful, and I think that artists should think about the origins mm-hmm. of the song, because nowadays the new artists, when they want to prefer to make a cover, they just think about money. Not about the song, because they knew that people have the idea of the song in their minds,
right?
And this artist just want to given your life to this song. And sometimes in this case, people don't understand that this is a cover. They think this is a new song, like it was with the Begging.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of young people, they don't know that it's a very, very old, fashionable song. And actually their parents were listening to the song. Or, for example, the main song from Fight Club,
mm-hmm.
Where Is My Mind?
Oh, right, right.
Yeah, so, you know, when I want to understand that how deep is the knowledge in rock songs of person, I ask him who is the singer of Where Is My Mind? And 9 of 10 people say that's Placebo.
Oh.
The Placebo, yes. And actually, this is not Placebo. This is the Pixies.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so this is the worst thing about the cover songs, that people don't know who was actually the people who invented this song. Yeah.
I think that cover songs are kind of a Russian roulette, because they can be very bad, they can like destroy the concept of the music, or they can be actually better than
the original.
Yes,
they can be actually better, and I'm now trying to think about some, but nothing goes to my mind now. Yes, maybe later I will talk you which one is really what cover is better than the original song.
Okay, so now we're going to our last song for today. It's a blues song. A blues song, it's very up to the interpretation of our guests. So, Nikita, what song did you choose today for a blues song?
Okay, for blues song, I have chosen the song of American group R.E.M. Actually, this group is more famous for another song, for Losing My Religion.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
But I have chosen Everybody Hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and before I have chosen this song, I was thinking about the last, it is the fourth song, and I was thinking about to choose something actually from UK, mm-hmm. as the previous songs. I was thinking about U2, With Without Me.
Right.
Or Nazareth. These guys from Scotland.
Mm.
And the song Love Hearts.
Okay.
Yes. And when I was searching for Love Hearts, I just, I don't know how, but face the Everybody Hurts of R.E.M. And then I decided to read something about this song. And I think this one is, it could be the most blue song in the world. Why? Because according to some statistics, it's the first song which makes men cry.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my god, did you cry to it?
No. Maybe now I will do it. Yes, so I don't remember the second one, and the third one is Hallelujah.
Oh, okay.
Yes, so the second one should be, I don't know which, so we can check later. But Everybody Hurts, yes. It makes sense that it's the first song which make men cry.
Okay, so let's now bring the mood down in burst. Let's listen to Everybody Hurts. Cries. Nikita, do you consider this song as a blues song? Because it's kind of a sad song, but what does it really talk about? It's not something specific, right? Yeah. It could be anything. So.
Yeah, any problem, this song can solve any problem which you can face in your life. Yeah. Yeah, it's not like Love Hurts, because it's about love. It's not about Without You of U2. Yes, also about love. And usually blues songs, yes, only about love. And maybe this song makes men cry because it describes not only problems in relationships. Yes. Maybe men usually cry not about such relationships. If they have some problems, I don't know, with when their favorite team lose a game, for example.
Ooh. So, when you're listening to music, do you think that you prefer songs that are more cheered up, or do you prefer songs more calm and down? Like,
it's absolutely different. Also depends on my mood. Mm-hmm. Yes, for example, today I will prefer something before the radio mm-hmm. interview. I will prefer something calm because it was morning, and now I'm really warmed up. Mm-hmm. Yes, and I can listen something really not hard. I don't like hard rock. Mm-hmm. Yes, but something fast. Yes, not everybody hurts. Yes.
Oh, so you said also that you listen a lot to radio, right?
Yeah.
So in what occasions do you listen to radio, and which stations do you prefer to listen to? Mm-hmm. Do you hear like just music, or do you like features too as well? How is your relationship with radio in general?
Mm-hmm. So I can name myself as a really radio lover. Mm-hmm. Yes, because I listen a lot of radio, especially in Moscow. So when I'm driving a car, all the time listen radio. And fortunately, I have something to listen. So there is some radio stations which have music I like. And also I listen radio while eating breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Do you just listen to music, or do you like to listen to different stuff like features or news or mm-hmm. different?
My favorite radio station is just Rock FM. Mm-hmm. Yes, very simple name. Yes, I like this radio station because they have some, you know, some special programs, like the 100 greatest drummers, the 100 greatest solos on the guitars, the best drummers, 100 solos, and usually they have like introduced some day in history, mm-hmm. and they said that tomorrow was born Freddie Mercury, for example.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
And tomorrow the greatest song was written and reached the first place on the British charts. And I like to grab all this information about my favorite songs to one day to show off that I'm have some knowledge in music. Yes, and also I like to listen some radio shows, mm-hmm. But I hate listening news on radio, mm-hmm. Especially political news. Politician use, because it makes me very, very bored in the mornings. Yes, I like some quiz, but I hate you know the stupid programs and stupid shows in Russia. In some radio stations, people just phone or text messages like, "Oh, I want to send hello to my family in Vladivostok, somewhere else." Yes, so. Yes, I like some funny quizzes. Yes, and when people make joke of problems of someone's lives. Yes, and in this case, you find that your problems are not so.
Yeah.
Bad. Yeah.
But you like football a lot, right?
Yeah.
But do you listen to football games in radio?
Sometimes no. Usually I watch them on the stadium. Mm-hmm. Every home game, and away game I usually watch on TV. Sometimes I visit away games as well. But if I have no time to watch on TV, and for example, I am driving the car, of course, I will listen radio stations. And if I I just went out from the football stadium. The first thing I do, I turn on the radio station to listen people on radio. We have special Sport FM.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, about what people are saying, some comments of football visitors. You know, on our Sport FM, some people, not the people who are sitting on radio, but the listeners are very famous. So everyone knows their nicknames. Yes, like, okay, I'm Boris Red White, for example. Okay, and everyone knows this Boris Red White, and he's like a stakeholder, and everyone wants to know what he's thinking about the football game.
Oh. Yeah. Thank you very much for your participation here on Burst.
Thank you, thank you. I was really happy to come here and to talk about my music taste. Yes, it was one of my favorite things, which I like love to do in my life. And here I know that no one will judge me and no one will start argue with me, like my father, because sometimes I really start to be angry when someone say, "Oh no! It's your taste. Don't." Make me listen what you want here. I can do it.
Well, do you have a final message to say to our listeners or any final goodbyes?
Final goodbyes, yes. I can say that I can wish a nice Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, to all the listeners, because Christmas is coming.
How do you say Merry Christmas in Russian?
Merry Christmas. Okay. This is like, actually we celebrate Christmas. But we celebrate Christmas after New Year.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Because we have a different calendar.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
We celebrate it on 7th of January. So my Christmas I will celebrate here when I will come back from Moscow, because we have classes here. Yes. It starts on 5th of January. And for Russians, for all the country, New Year is like a main holiday, and Christmas is a holiday for people who really trust in God. So, of course, we can say Merry Christmas, we can say Happy New Year. Yes, so which you want to me to...
Both.
Okay, Merry Christmas in Russian. С Рождеством.
С Рождеством.
Yes. means we celebrate the birth.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and Happy New Year. Счастливого Нового года. Yes,
okay.
Yes, absolutely the same. Счастливого Нового года means Happy New Year.
Okay.
Or in Russia we usually say just С Новым годом. Mm. Like with the new year.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're just listening to Something Old, Something New, Something Borrowed, Something New. Thank you for listening. I'm Liana, and I hope to see you soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Liana. Thank you, listeners. Bye-bye.